The city of Santa Fe exports $10 million to Wall Street every year in profits. If that money went back into the city's budget, it could be used for schools or parks or education or whatever the city decided.
This week, we learned how one southwestern city is trying to keep more of its energy dollars at home. Listen in to hear Mariel Nanasi, Executive Director of New Energy Economy in Santa Fe, New Mexico, explain how a move to a city-owned utility could mean more local solar and more local investment. I'm John Farrell, and this is Local Energy Rules, a podcast sharing powerful stories of successful local renewable energy and exposing the policy and practical barriers to its expansion. Welcome to the program, Mariel.
Thank you for having me.
I'm really curious about the motivation in Santa Fe to switch from a private electric company to a city-owned municipal utility to public power. Is it reliability, which motivated the switch in Winter Park, Florida, or is it more about clean energy like in Boulder, Colorado?
I think that it's closer to the Boulder, Colorado model. The current incumbent utility in New Mexico is called Public Service Company of New Mexico. PNM is what we call it. And it's a regulated monopoly that relies on 60% coal, 20% nuclear, and some gas, a little bit of wind, and 1% solar. In a state that has the Sun Zia as its symbol on its flag. And some people refer to the solar potential in New Mexico as being world-class solar and that it's the Saudi Arabia of solar. And we have not taken advantage of that potential. And I like to say to people, you know, I look at my kids and I look at them in their eyes and I don't say, oh, you have so much potential and leave it at that. I say I want them to actualize or maximize their potential. And we have abundant solar and wind resources in New Mexico. And the monopoly, the electric monopoly, has failed to take advantage of that. And to our disadvantage. And coal is the single greatest driver of climate change, but it also has enormous local health impacts. PNM had 60,000 air quality violations. And they spew into our air, into the commons, which belongs to all of us, not just to PNM. They spew 12 million tons of carbon dioxide and lots of other hazardous pollutants and toxic carcinogens, nitrogen oxides and sulfur dioxides and mercury. It's really having an enormous local health impact. I'll just say this one last thing. We did a study last year. We commissioned a study from the New York University School of Medicine, and it found that PNM had externalized costs of $240 million in just the last 5 years in healthcare costs. And that was asthma and hospital visits and lung disease and heart disease. They're not paying for the waste, but the public is.
So I clearly hear a strong environmental motivation. Now, what I thought was interesting in reading a bit about your efforts in Santa Fe is that you had almost 2,000 people in the city sign a petition asking the city to look into forming a public power entity, a municipal utility. And this study, which came out last December, is the result of that petition. And it says this city could get more than double its renewable energy. It could double energy efficiency savings, get more local energy, and have lower electric rates. Were you surprised by the results?
I was encouraged by the results. I think that while it's true that, A, we want to do this for climate change and environmental reasons, I also believe that it has, and this study evidenced, that we have the potential to create leading edge innovations in energy efficiency and renewable energy and related economic development. That's some of what this study showed. We're interested in continuing to stabilize rates, but also to create competitive advantages and jobs that would come with a public power effort. So it's very exciting. The Santa Fe Community College is graduating young people with solar certificates, and then they're getting jobs as solar installers. And the installers in Santa Fe quadrupled their employment practices. And that has real local benefits. And those people are not spending their money on Wall Street. Those people are spending their money in Santa Fe. And there's a local multiplier effect that has enormous potential for our area. But also, if the money wasn't going to high executive pay and bonuses and to Wall Street, frankly, the city of Santa Fe exports $10 million to Wall Street every year in profits. If that money went back into the city's budget, it could be used for schools or parks or education or whatever the city decided.
So between the economic benefits, the opportunities around affordability, local control, it seems like this study is really making this case for public power a very simple one. But nearby in Las Cruces, they failed after a 10-year effort to form a city-owned utility in the 1990s. Is that having an impact on the conversation in Santa Fe?
Yes, but can I say one thing that's really important and then answer that question? But it goes to this, the heart of what you're asking. And that is that PNM used to own the water utility in Santa Fe, and the city of Santa Fe bought it 10 years ago, and it is now one of the most respected water utilities in the entire country, mostly for the efforts on conservation and education, or education about conservation. And we've done amazing work on reducing consumption. It is now profitable for the city of Santa Fe. So we have a local example that highlights our ability to put our values to work here. But back to your question, Las Cruces is really interesting. We had a forum about a month and a half ago, and one of the people who came was the attorney who represented the city of Las Cruces in its bid to municipalize or take over the public power. And what happened was, everything was on track, and they were $30 million short of finalizing the deal. And what happened was that El Paso Electric ran a candidate who was opposed to their public power efforts. And then they had to have a vote on the last $30 million as part of the bid, and that candidate voted against it, and it literally lost by one vote. And her message to the entire public was, this is not about, is it better for Santa Fe? In fact, she said, the answer is clear, sort of like the beginning premise of your question. She said, though, political will, and we've seen this happen just now in Boulder, where Xcel tries another way, uses more money, uses a nonprofit, run new candidates, will do all the things that they want to do because they are fighting for their life. They're fighting for their business's life. And so we expect will do shady things or will do everything in their power. And they will ask their friends at Edison Electric Institute to help them create phony nonprofits and try to pay off people. I mean, this is part of the modus operandi if you look at the history of efforts to quash public power. And you might, your listeners might know that there was actually a textbook written just about how to defeat public power efforts. So why it failed in Las Cruces is something that we're looking at. We are definitely cognizant that PNM is already talking to the mayoral candidates who are running in the next election. So this is part of the power scheme. This is part of the David and Goliath fight.
So what is the next step for the city? You know, you covered, and I have also written about the process in Boulder, which was many years in building before even the first vote to pursue a municipal utility in 2011. And like you said, they had to defend against a utility-funded effort to set them back here in 2013. What's the next step in Santa Fe?
Well, we are doing our due diligence, and I will leave it at that, but definitely doing research. One of the things I will divulge is that we are working on what I'm calling a lessons learned from the municipal utility, the water municipal utility purchase. And we're going to be providing that kind of research and to our city councilors and to our county commissioners. And when we launch a public campaign, which we hope to do in 2014, if we have all our research in place, there's always more research to be done. But some of it is about management structures and best practices. We did a best practices piece on Austin, which is one of the best, if not the best, green municipal utilities that are out there, and learning about what they've done and how they've gotten there. They set out some standards and they've already exceeded their carbon reduction goals. So what we want to do is set out what we would like to see in this municipal utility, work to make sure that we have all the research done, and then push our city councilors and county commissioners to vote. And they have to take a vote to do two things: to agree, A, to work together, which they've also done in the past, including a recent one around securing water and creating water durability for Santa Fe. But then also to use their authority under eminent domain to take over both the poles and wires of PNM and also their customer base. A vote will happen eventually within the city council and county commission, but we really have a lot of education and outreach to do in this city. And that's what we are looking to form and then elevate.
Well, Marielle, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with me.
Thank you so much. It's actually the most inspirational work I'm doing. I think that there's a real hunger and appetite. There's sort of like a low-grade fever going on with people's worry around climate. And this is an inspirational and aspirational effort that really, at the heart of it, is love of place and energy democracy. And that's why it's just so, so fun and exciting to be involved in.
That was ILSR senior researcher John Farrell speaking with Marielle Danassi of New Energy Economy in Santa Fe. You can learn more about Edison Electric's anti-municipalization playbook and about the remarkable results of the study of Santa Fe's renewable energy potential with the city-owned utility at ilsr.org. Until next time, keep your energy local, and thanks for listening.